This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Lawyers will resume questioning potential jurors today in Georgia in the trial of three white men charged with shooting and killing Ahmaud Arbery, a black man. Yesterday, one jury panelist told attorneys he was sick of hearing about the case. Another wondered if she should fear for her safety should she be part of the final jury. The AP's Jennifer King.
Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Bryan are charged with murder and other crimes in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery. Defense attorneys say the men suspected he was a burglar and that Travis McMichael fired his gun in self-defense after Arbery attacked him. More than 2 months passed before the McMichaels and Bryan were charged. Prosecutors say Arbery was merely jogging when the McMichaels armed themselves and chased him down in a pickup truck. William Bryan recorded the now infamous cell phone video of Travis McMichael shooting Arbery three times at close range.
The U.S. is condemning North Korea's firing of at least one ballistic missile into the sea, calling it destabilizing. Japan's issued a maritime safety advisory to ships. The launch came hours after the U.S. repeated its offer to resume diplomacy on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. A House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building is moving fast now to hold at least one of former President Trump's allies in contempt. The AP's Jackie Quinn's got this.
The January 6th committee is scheduled to vote today to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in criminal contempt of Congress. He defied a subpoena relating to his role in the attempt to violently block Joe Biden's presidential certification from taking place.
Still missing in Haiti, those 17 people linked to an Ohio missionary group who were kidnapped on Saturday. FBI agents and other U.S. officials are helping authorities in Haiti hunt for them. This is AP News. Los Angeles County wants Kobe Bryant's widow to have a psychiatric examination. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Vanessa Bryant says she has experienced severe emotional distress that has compounded the trauma of losing her husband and 13-year-old daughter Gianna in a helicopter crash last year. She's suing LA County, alleging invasion of privacy, claiming first responders took and shared graphic photos, including one of Kobe Bryant's body from the crash site. The county wants Vanessa Bryant or other family members to be evaluated to see if they truly suffered emotional distress. Besides the Bryants, seven others were killed. Attorneys for the county say they have great sympathy for Kobe Bryant's family, but see this case as a money grab. I'm Ed Donahue.
The St. Louis Art Museum is getting two donated Picassos. No word yet on the exact value of those pieces. They are part of a donation of 22 pieces of art. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.